It was dark by the time they reached the palace of Pharaoh Nefertiti. Taito went first to Ramram. "Pharaoh is still in conclave. He will not be able to meet you tonight as he planned. You are not to wait up for his summons. He orders you to sup with him tomorrow evening. I press you most earnestly to resort to your sleeping mat. You appear exhausted." He left Ramram and hurried to Demeter's chamber, where he found the old man and Meron facing each other over the bow board. Meron jumped to his feet with a theatrical show of relief as Taita entered. The complexities of the game were often beyond him. "Welcome, Magus. You are just in time to save me from humiliation." Taita sat beside Demeter and quickly appraised his state of health and mind. "You seem to have recovered from the rigours of the journey. Are you being well cared for?"
"I thank you for your concern, and indeed I am," Demeter told him.
"I am delighted to hear it, for we must be up betimes on the morrow. I am taking you to the palace of Memnon, where we will listen to one who preaches a new religion. He prophesies the coming of a new goddess who will hold dominion over all the nations of the earth." Demeter smiled. "Do we not already have a plethora of gods? Enough, indeed, to last us to the end of days?"
"Ah, my friend, to us it might seem so.
But according to this prophet, the old gods are to be destroyed, their temples cast down and their priests scattered to the ends of the earth." "I wonder if he speaks of Ahura Mazda, the one and only. If so, this is not a new religion."
"It is not Ahura Mazda, but another more dreadful and powerful than him. She will assume human form and descend to live among us. The people will have direct access to her gracious mercy. She has the power to resurrect the dead and to bestow immortality and perpetual happiness upon those who merit such rewards."
"Why must we concern ourselves with such manifest nonsense, Taita?" He sounded irritable. "We have graver matters to deal with."
"This prophet is one of many who are moving covertly among the people, and it seems converting great numbers of them, including Mintaka, the queen of Egypt and wife of Pharaoh Nefertiti."
Demeter leant forward, and his expression became grave. "Surely Queen Mintaka has better sense than to be taken in by such nonsense?"
"When the new goddess comes, her first act will be to rid Egypt of the plagues that afflict her, and heal all the suffering they have caused. Mintaka sees in her the chance to bring back from the tomb her children who died from the plague."
"I see," Demeter mused. "To any mother that would be an irresistible lure. But what are the other reasons you spoke of?"
"The prophet's name is Soe."
Demeter looked mystified.
"Invert the letters of his name. Use the alphabet of Tenmas," Taita suggested.
And Demeter's perplexity vanished. "Eos," he whispered. "Your hounds have picked up the scent of the witch, Taita."
"And we must follow it hotly to her lair," Taita stood up.
"Compose yourself to sleep. I will send Meron to fetch you before sunrise."